Proclamation number 599, dated the September 30th, 1938. Depression. Spiritual and physical apathy. Pay attention to every depression affecting you and always regard it as the means used by the Lord in order to submit the soul to His will. Behold, you humans would yield to a certain amount of spiritual sluggishness without a second thought were you not subjected to moods which affect your thinking. To discover the reason for depression in order to resolve it can only ever be spiritually beneficial, for the human being's task is to be constantly active so as not to diminish in his vigor, and this applies both to the body as well as to the person's spirit. Once the state of diminished vigor has occurred, spiritual as well as physical activity is likely to wane, and this would always signify a decline, which divine wisdom seeks to prevent, providing the earthly child willingly complies with every encouragement and prevention. The danger of such a decline is too great to be overlooked. On the contrary, it must be fought by using all available means, which therefore very wisely happens by subjecting a person to depressions which, in turn, give cause for reflection and exert an invigorating effect on body and spirit. Someone who always regards and understands such depressions as a revival for spirit and body will derive utmost benefit from them. He will monitor from which side he is at risk and protect himself even before the state of inertia occurs. This is how the Lord protects his own from weariness and at the same time combines it with an educational purpose of increased vigorous activity, with thoughtful introspection as to how small and inadequate the earthly being actually is. And in so doing the human being regains his inner humility when he is at risk of losing it. Divine wisdom must frequently intervene if the soul's improvement is to progress steadily. You humans are so weak and without perseverance. Were it left up to you alone, without the support of divine grace, any progress would be hard. Nothing in the world lasts forever. Eternal alternation and alteration keep everything continually active. The spirit must therefore also be constantly stimulated, and God deals with this in a manifold and frequently changing way. Yet always bearing the benefit of the children on earth in mind and taking care of them according to their need, often in painful but also in uplifting ways. However, the only decisive factor is the effect the events or feelings exert on the human being's spirit. A person rarely succeeds in overcoming all hurdles in life with the same ease. Many a time his strength will leave him and then visible help must come from above, but it frequently expresses itself such that it is not gladly welcomed, that is, in the shape of emotional depressions which so burden the earthly child that it will try to master them and thereby liberate itself from the impending danger of inertia. Then it will try twice as hard to fulfill God's will. It will aim to attain a state of inner peace again and can only achieve this through increased activity. Consequently, every depression, if it seems to burden the earthly child, also includes a certain blessing providing it is recognized as such. Amen.